When are you people going to understand that you're not Americans? That you can't cling to your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, and not get any better? Or think that you're better, like my rabbi brother, and think that you're better than someone else, when you're just nothing else but a bloody hypocrite. But you don't know you're a hypocrite. You don't know you're not a doctor. You don't know. They haven't taught you everything right. Half of the knowledge they give you is right and half is wrong. You don't know as a psychiatrist that you're not a psychiatrist. Because everything is not the same as it was when America was free. Because the bat got into the belfry. And it entered the universities. And it entered the religion. But it entered it a long time ago. And so, or maybe you learn all the whole book, the Bible. You learn the whole thing, verse and chapter. And you act like an actor on the stage. And you get an applause. But you're not any better. The applause is actually applause for being an actor. And your sickness, it gets worse because you're being rewarded with the love of people, not for what's good, but for the act. And what's behind the act is being nurtured. That's why Swagger, Jimmy Swagger, had a secret life. His sickness was rewarded by his performance. So, yes, the performance was, people loved it. But in that performance, he never, ever really helped anybody. He made them all feel like Jesus loved them just the way they were. And so they didn't get any better if you love somebody just the way, if you love a thief for being a thief.
He had an ulterior motive. He wanted something from them. So he told them what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, who's that? Oh, yes. Yeah, there's always this case. But you can be very eloquent in making people feel very good. And become the center of power and attention, and then you belong to that group, whether it's political, whether it's religious. But everybody's sick in the same way. We all got the same sick. We're all sinners, but we don't know what that means. The whole country is asleep, and now if we want to wake up, there's so many that don't want to wake up and don't want to hear. Now I'll go back to my friend who's from Israel. He said, at first, something inside me made me hear something different. That's why I was offended. So if you're hearing something different, you're nuts. Okay? Excuse me. If it's bothering you, then think of it. Why am I being bothered? I want to hear what this man has to say, and I'm hearing something different. And I'm really getting ticked off. If you're getting ticked off, it's two reasons. You don't want to hear it. It won't let you hear it. It's getting upset. It's not, but you think it's you getting upset. Because there's something called sin that makes a home in you. And that is what our problem is. We don't know it's living in there. Everybody, even your children, have it. You have that sin. You're born with it. The Bible says you're born in sin. What does that mean? You come into the world with the heritage of the first failing couple. Through your mother. The heritage, the culture is through the mother. Cannibal mothers sustain cannibal societies. If you can corrupt a society, it will keep on working through the parent, the mother. And make it difficult for the mother to be corrected. They give her all kinds of rights. Even when she's being beaten up, she's turning her husband into a beast because she keeps giving in to the beast. And now, it's the same thing as we collectively give in. Now he gives in to her, and he's less of a man. He goes out and gets drunk. He's more of a beast. He finds friends that support him. They support the beast, and they roll him for everything he's got. The bar lady, the bar fly. And so what we have is, the friends we have, generally speaking, are fiends. They rise to the occasion of our needs. So there's more of them than there is of us. And so I'm afraid for America there's more of them than there is of us. And I want those who are of us not to be afraid. To understand they can't hear you. And they will misinterpret you. And they will twist Blessed are those who men shall revile and be persecuted for righteousness' sake, meaning being right and then being wrong. For such is the kingdom of heaven. That is the evidence. So that when I show you how to deal with these people and hold your ground, you will have something called courage, grace under fire. And you will not be subject to doubt, because you're subject to the Creator, you're informed. You know, being informed means you have a new energy. You have a new boss. It's like signing up for the Marines and you're not a civilian anymore, and now you say, yes, sir, to the general, and you will do it and die on the mountain or any hill. If you want me to die on that hill, I know it's not going to be any good, but we can't decide. We soldiers can't decide it. We have to trust our generals even when they're wrong, because we could be wrong too. That's the attitude. So there it is. There you go to that point. So I just want you to know that you need something called non-violent force. Non-violent force is available to every person. Jesus had non-violent force. You could not touch him. He was perfect in it.